Welcome to our Ulysses European Odyssey podcast. My name is Claudia Woolgar, and I spoke to a number of our amazing partners to find out what had inspired them to get involved in the project and what it had meant to them to be part of it. Happy listening. I'm here today with Diana Moga from Romania, from Cluj-Napoca, Create, Act, Enjoy, a country very near to my heart. I know why you got involved, but tell me, what made you want to be part of this crazy long European project?
Well, hello, Claudia. Happy to be here. So why we got involved? The idea came from our co-producing partners, the National Theatre in Cluj-Napoca, who approached us with this opportunity to get involved, for us to be the lead partner in Romania on this European project. And looking at our own values and looking at what Create, Act, Enjoy as an organization are trying to do at a community level and also at a national level, European level, the idea of tackling contemporary issues was very appealing to us. And also, us being a very small organization but with very big dreams, to be involved in such a big project gave us some opportunities of collaborating with the consortium, of course, but also at the local level to have a bit more traction and to do something outlandishly big and hopefully important.
Which indeed you did, and I was there at your event. And what struck me most, I mean, your theme was, what is the greatest danger that Europe is facing today? And you took immigration or emigration, Romanians leaving the country. I found that a fascinating approach to that theme. How did you get to there?
I think for us, reading through the chapter of Ulysses, there was that idea of the other. As Bloom is sitting as the other, watching in on what's happening. And there's a general feeling when you emigrate that even if you're fully integrated in your new country, you become the other, but you don't become the other only outside, abroad. You become the other also at home. So you put yourself in a situation in which you're not here nor there. And also the relationships you create, and that was a very big, important issue for us, the transnational families, the relationship, who are you leaving behind, who are you taking with you. We thought that given the political and the social context in 2022, it was very, very relevant to talk about. And also, we got a big chance to work, to put our show in Clujana. And Clujana is a factory that was very big at when it has had its peak time. But due to the fact that people kept leaving, due to privatizations, it died down. So there's a lot of people that were left without jobs, that had to either find something around here if they could, if not, again, to emigrate. So
yeah,
I think
Cluj-Napoca, just for listeners, Cluj-Napoca being the factory where you created and performed your piece, and it was an old shoe factory and a big employer locally.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was the most extraordinary piece for those who sadly missed it. It was very site specific. Or location specific, not something that could tour. But there's a beautiful video on the website, so they can go and have a look at that. And you involved a huge range of people. You didn't just involve professional actors.
Yes, I think that was one of the peak and the highlights of this project, because we got a chance to involve a lot of artists that we collaborated with, that we started collaborating with back then. And also, we put out calls to the local community and made some partnerships. So we had elderly from an elderly center that were part of the show, and some children as well who were part of the show. And that was very impressive how well they did, given the magnitude of the piece. And also we had the students from the Faculty of Theater coordinated by their teacher, Daluca Lupan.
No, I mean, it was very moving. That opening scene with the two elderly people was just pulled at my heartstrings. But what also pulled at my heartstrings was at the end, once you've finished going through this immersive theatre experience where emigration is looked at from many different perspectives, you had this extraordinary exhibition. Yes. Could you tell us something about that?
Yes. So for us, being community-based arts organization, we thought, okay, we're going to do this show inspired by real stories of people and real cases about migration. But what if we get also some direct information stories from the people around us? So we put out a call for anybody who wanted to send us their story connected to migration and an object that's connected to migration. We had incredible response for that. Even I contributed to it because I'm also an ex-immigrant. And yeah, it turned out really, really well. We for that part, we even put up the stories. I know it's not the same thing, but they're up on our website just for the people if they want to visit them. And yeah, it turned out very well and just showed us how important our community continues to be in our process, in artistic process.
Yeah, and I think people were deeply touched by the theme. You know, it almost, I don't know, you must know the statistics of the number of Romanians who've emigrated. It's a huge number.
It's a very huge number, about 2 million.
Yeah, so there isn't really anyone who doesn't know somebody who's emigrated. And did that theme, I mean, it got you new people who might not have been in a theatre show involved. Did you find that that impacted as well on a different audience profile for you compared with your other work?
Well, absolutely. But this came back to us reaching out to the community because we got a lot of elderly participating, coming also to the symposium. The symposium was actually very impressive because our youngest person, I think, was 4 and our eldest one, 89. So that was quite impressive for us to have such a wide range of ages in participating to our show. So yeah, I think it did help us. And also the location was important.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It just goes to show, you know, the activism at the heart of this project grew and grew, didn't it, for the partners?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
You could see that in many of the engagement, of course, that people had, not just with their own theme in their own city, but also with the Will You Answer 309 Questions from Europe publication. What are you going to take away from this project?
That we love European projects. We love the collaboration. It was absolutely, I think that's one of the highlights, the partners, the consortium, and weekly or bi-weekly debating themes, discussing, always having, always feeling sure that if something happens artistically or whatever, you can reach out to a community of like-minded people, which helped a lot. And also for us locally, the importance of our community. Again, I'm repeating myself, but it's very, very important for us. And that we can move mountains, because at the end of the day, we're 5 women we started as five women, and this is our organization, but still we opened that 1,500 square meter factory to the
public. You most certainly did, and a lot of volunteers came to help.
A lot of volunteers and artists and everybody came to help, and that was also very amazing and important.
No, I mean, it's interesting. We're talking now in the autumn of 2024. I won't get too political, but the importance of working at a trans-European level must really hit home to you at the moment.
Yes, it does. Absolutely. We love European projects, and we love our European partners, and we would like to continue doing our work also in this direction.
Well, we hope that you will continue to do so as well. You know, huge thanks. I'm thrilled that you were involved in the project, and you lots and lots of luck going forward at every level, both for the organization and those amazing women, and indeed for your beautiful country.
Thank you so much. Thank you.